From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. praises the sacrifice of Iraqi security forces. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden phoned Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Monday, thanking Iraqi forces for their enormous sacrifice and bravery against Islamic State militants. The call followed public comments by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who questioned the Iraqi forces' willingness to fight after the fall of the provincial capital, Ramadi. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco says the state of the Iraqi military is the legacy of the U.S. authorities who disbanded the army after the fall of dictator Saddam Hussein.
The army was replaced after its dismantling by a hodgepodge of Shiite militia, many of which are very sectarian and corrupt in their orientation, which had not only alienated much of the Sunni population, which helped lead rise to ISIS, but have also proven themselves, due to their corruption, to be an ineffective fighting force when facing this new challenge.
Prime Minister Abadi told the BBC Ramadi would be retaken within days, not weeks. More anti-government protests erupted across Burundi Monday, including Bujumbura, the capital. The opposition quit UN-brokered peace talks after an opposition leader and his bodyguard were killed in a Saturday shooting. The U.S. condemned the killings, urging Burundian authorities to arrest the perpetrators and protect other politicians. This protester says, "We must not fear death but fight for our dignity and the Arusha Accords, which ended the country's civil war." The crisis began last month when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he'll run for a controversial third term. More than 20 have died in clashes between police and protesters. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister says his government has agreed in principle with the U.S. to provide air protection to Syrian rebels being trained to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. Meanwhile, Damascus carried out airstrikes Monday targeting IS fighters in the central city of Palmyra, which fell to IS fighters last week. Hundreds gathered in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, Monday, marking a month since the massive earthquake of April 25th. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN resident coordinator, says the international response to help rebuild the country has fallen short.
The flash appeal we launched over a month ago was for $423 million, and that covered all the key emergency sectors for a three-month period. We find ourselves now at a target of only 22% funded. And so that's some $92 million, a very big gap in what we need to make sure that the response to this crisis is effective, efficient.
The 7.8 magnitude quake and a subsequent May 12th quake are estimated to have killed 8,700 and injured some 17,000 others. Sudanese security forces on Monday confiscated issues of 10 major publications. No official reason was given, but it followed publication of a controversial story Sunday based on a speech by an activist who said rape and sexual harassment are common in vehicles taking children to school. President Obama took part in ceremonies honoring the nation's war dead Monday. He laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington in observance of the annual Memorial Day holiday.
The Americans who rest beneath these beautiful hills and in sacred ground across our country and around the world, they are why our nation endures. Each simple stone marker, arranged in perfect military precision, signifies the cost of our blessings.
The first large-scale observance of what was originally called Decoration Day occurred at Arlington Cemetery in 1868 following the bloody Civil War that killed more than 600,000. In Afghanistan Monday, at least 5 killed, more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosive-laden vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. Spanish voters dealt a blow to the ruling Popular Party of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy following Sunday's local elections in apparent rejection of austerity measures and amid a series of political scandals. His party lost absolute control over 8 of 13 regions. At least 8 inmates are dead following a prison riot in northeastern Brazil among rival gangs. Dozens of hostages were released following long negotiations lasting some 18 hours. The violence began Sunday when prisoners seized their captives and demanded to speak to human rights officials about prison conditions, including overcrowding. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.